You know, I'm sitting here on a Tuesday afternoon, about noon time, by myself, just waiting, letting the time tick by, watching an old movie from the 80s, basically about something like this: Pump Up the Volume, Christian Slater as a pirate radio DJ. Now, I'm not at all any pirate radio DJ. I don't like to think I am. But I love that movie. And instead of watching that movie, I should have been doing one of these. So better late than never, here I am. I don't have much to talk about from a wrestling standpoint. But I do have a few other things I need to talk about. So if you give me, this might be a little longer than normal. And if it is, I apologize, but a few things I want to get off my chest. First of all, I want to thank the 20 members of the Palace Project Forums for keeping that place going. I peek in from time to time. I might not post all the time, and I do apologize for that. But don't think that if I'm not posting, I'm not looking. I am looking. And the fact that it's still active is kudos to all 20 of you. From anyone who's posted twice to posted up to 500 times, Hugo, from Ireland, you are a madman, and I commend you for that. But I want to thank you guys for keeping that place rolling. I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere. I just dip out of the radar from time to time. Unfortunately, that's what happens when you walk a mile in my shoes. And please don't come at me and say that, the world revolves around me, because I know it doesn't, but quite frankly, if you walked a mile in my shoes, you'd understand why I make it sound like I'm walking up the Grand Canyon, going against gravity. Moving on, anybody who's interested in getting involved in writing columns about wrestling, there's a young lady friend of mine who is getting started on a project and who is very interested in columnists. And there may be some other opportunities that this young lady will have to offer. So, if you have the drive and the determination to go for it, look up the Eagle on the Palace Forums, drop her a line, tell her I sent you, and talk with her. I can't promise anything. I'm not telling you you're going to get anything for certain. But if you got the drive, you got the material, and you got the time, I believe at the moment my friend might have the opportunity. If you'd like me to take a look at some work that you have, drop me a line, and I will get to it. I promise. Unfortunately, I may be a little slow, but I will get to it. Okay. As I'm talking, my son and my wife are in the city at the Giants Victory Parade. And I'm very torn about it. I wanted to go. I won't lie to you, I'm a Giants fan. My old man's a Giants season tickets holder. Actually, he even won the lottery to purchase tickets, so if I really wanted to get insane, I could have been at that game if I had the $1,400 to blow for the tickets and the God knows how much money for the airfare and the hotel. Family of five. Yeah, right. Nevertheless, I wanted to go because I was able to watch the game from start to finish. I took the day off, not because I wanted to watch the game. Oh, sure, it was the Super Bowl. You wanted to watch the game, but more because I wanted to watch my son, who was the biggest Giant fan I've seen in a long time, absolutely lose his effing mind throughout this game. And I have to admit, it was entertaining as hell to watch my son go nuts. And that's kind of why my wife took him in. I wanted to go, but unfortunately I do have two others in the school system in this neighborhood right now. One was fighting a cold and the other one was fighting the world with his medical conditions. So I kind of have no choice. Somebody's got to be in a neighborhood just in case the other shoe drops. And yeah, I know that's pessimistic, but hey. As I said before, I walk a mile in my shoes, and you'd understand why I don't share an optimistic lifestyle or an optimistic opinion of the world. AOL just creeped at me as I'm talking to you. I'm sorry about that. I'm worried about him, but gotta let him live, you know. He's 14 years old. This is the perfect time for him to experience something like this. After a game like Sunday night, to be able to go in there, in that setting, to witness that throng of people, that insanity, once in a lifetime. And yeah, I would have liked to have been there, but there are certain sacrifices you have to make, and I've had my moments, I've had my memories, I'm looking at them right now on my wall, and I've had my giant memories as well. I was in attendance for the NFC Championship game back in 2000 when the Giants spanked the Vikings 41-0, and I've been in attendance for a couple of other memorable games, so I had to let them do it. Hurts! But I had to let him do it. From a wrestling standpoint, what's to say? I'm stunned about No Way Out. It's the first pay-per-view that I actually have wanted to order live in years. Just for two elimination chambers in one night with two men that I absolutely cannot believe have got the guts to go into a match like that. I'm telling you right now, the instant they release that thing on DVD, I'm going to be at Best Buy picking it up because I have got to see how The Undertaker and John Bradshaw Layfield survive the elimination chamber at their age. It's just got to be unreal. I mean, it's almost like career suicide, if you ask me, but as I've said before, I'm no athlete. Maybe they know something I don't. They probably do. That's why they're there, and I'm here. And that's why I sound the way I sound. I voted today, Super Tuesday. I was depressed. I wanted to vote for somebody else, but realized I was registered, not in the party of the individual I wanted to vote for. Personally, I don't think I want to make who I voted for public, but let's just say that I ended up having to vote for someone to ensure that Satan would not end up on the presidential ballot. If you want to know more about that, you get in touch with me privately. I am not going to go down that road publicly on something like this. But I do have someone I want to see take over the country. I'm no politician. But this guy... Oh, what the hell. I support John McCain. I hope John McCain wins the presidential election and takes over for the next 4 years. I think he's the one man least likely to screw up this country any more than it's already been screwed up by the hick from Texas that's in the White House right now. But I'm not here to talk politics. I'm not here to talk life. Or maybe I am with a podcast like this. Hang on, I want to see how long I'm doing here.